This is Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. Live from high atop the Gal building overlooking the Galleria, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome into Dynamo All Access here on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. The summer of soccer rolling on in Houston, Texas, and so does Soccer Talk. Fresh off the heels of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Well, tonight we continue the talk, the debate, the interviews. We stream at YSR1560.com tonight, a bevy of great guests. We've got Dynamo and Jamaican striker Giles Barnes, who will join us to tell us about his Copa America adventure with the Reggae Boys. Dynamo manager Owen Coyle will be on this show as well. And you all know that Owen, very candid, out front. Well, he'll talk about the upcoming tough stretch for the Houston Dynamo, where they've got 4 out of 5 games against Western Conference opponents. Plus, combining that with the difficulty of losing international players to the Gold Cup, and then their upcoming opponent this Friday in rivalry week in Major League Soccer, it'll be FC Dallas. Now, how about a visit with Dynamo assistant Sandy Stewart, who once coached Dynamo manager Owen Coyle in Scotland? We'll get his take on MLS. It's always interesting to hear from those from across the pond about the quality of play in Major League Soccer and the additional challenges that might come with managing and coaching in this league. Houston Dash manager Randy Waldrum on all things Women's World Cup and the Dash as they come off an important win over the Western New York Flash. We'll talk about the quarterfinals also of the Women's World Cup and healthy pressure on the U.S. Women's National Team. A reminder about all the international matches coming our way. First, it's Mexico-Honduras. This game will be at July 1st on Wednesday. Again, Wednesday, July 1st, 8:30 p.m., Mexico-Honduras. Mexico comes into this under all kinds of pressure. Miguel Herrera and his team basically have to win the Gold Cup, as does Jurgen Klinsmann and the U.S. Mexico will take on Honduras with Dynamo Boniac Garcia, and you can get those tickets at Ticketmaster, but get over to Energy Stadium. There's already 60,000 tickets out already. The Gold Cup doubleheader will be down at BBVA Compass Stadium. That'll be 5:30 and 8:30 games, so you get to see a doubleheader. Jamaica, Canada, Costa Rica, El Salvador. That's starting at 5:30 on Saturday, July 11th. So here's an opportunity if you're a Houston Dynamo fan to catch Giles Barnes, to catch Jermaine Taylor representing their country in their home stadium where they play club soccer for the Houston Dynamo. What a great opportunity for you, the Houston fan. For all your Dynamo and Dash tickets, it's HoustonDynamo.com. Follow me at Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook Soccer Matters, all things Dynamo on the new Root Show, Dynamo All Access, which airs each month. All right, let's now go to David Fletcher. He is with Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Let's start with just the buzz around this, David. Mexico and Honduras, I'm hearing 55, 60, whatever the number is. Mexico continues just to be an unbelievable draw.
Yeah, you know, it's great to have the Mexican national team back here in Houston and certainly here at NRG Stadium again for the first time in 2 full years. And if you remember, they've had some great history in playing Honduras here, going back to the Gold Cup semifinal back in 2011. Heck of a game where Mexico pulled it out in overtime, 2-0. So to have these two teams on the heels of their great World Cup appearances and the excitement that they have been drawing in the off season, it's really going to be a special night here at NRG Stadium, and we're really excited to see what transpires come next Wednesday night.
Well, there's always storylines around Mexico, and I think it's great because Mexico's coming off a subpar, what you would call Copa America, where they were eliminated in group stage. But now this will be a bit of a different team as they prepare for the prioritized Gold Cup. But this is going to be a great night for Mexican fans. But there's a lot of pressure on Miguel Herrera. There's a lot going on with Mexico right now, which I think makes this game even more interesting to people.
Well, it's the last tune-up before Gold Cup, as you know, Glenn. And for Mexico, they have made it a focus. And certainly you talked about Miguel Herrera. He has made it a focus that Mexico needs to win Gold Cup. And so they're bringing in their best rosters. Both teams are. That means you'll be seeing those star players like Chicharito, like Ochoa, like Giovanni Dos Santos, who have been a part of this success of the Mexican national team. And you mentioned it earlier. They have hit a bit of a lull right now, but they are certainly focused on preparation to ensure a great Gold Cup. Without a great Gold Cup standing, without a win, they're not even considered eligible for that 2017 Confederations Cup. So I think you're going to see Mexico putting out their top team, trying to get those guys to gel together, coming off of some disappointing results in Copa America, and getting a chance to play a World Cup team like Honduras, who has a lot to play for as well, as in they were one of the last teams into Gold Cup, the last one, in fact. They've got a lot of pride coming in off of a World Cup showing and a tremendous offseason for them. So, I think it's going to be a great atmosphere here come Wednesday night.
He's David Fletcher, director of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, that are helping us present this Mexico-Honduras game at Energy Stadium. Again, you can get tickets in a variety of places. You can get them at the Energy Stadium box office, obviously. You can go to laolaverde.com also. Other outlets that have it? I know there's more, David.
Yeah, Ticketmaster is a great resource. You mentioned NRG box office, Energy Stadium box office. 832-667-2390. We can get you taken care of there. And if for certainly some of those who are still looking for some premium options, 832-667-2160 is that number. Again, as you mentioned earlier, Glenn, we've had a great showing already from Houstonians, pushing 58,000, close to 60 already tickets out, and that means what we hope will be a sellout and a great atmosphere come Wednesday night.
Yeah, another sideline to this, too, is because we've got a huge Honduran community here, and I find this wonderful for the Houston Dynamo fan if we're going to tie them in there, because we all know the Dynamo have Oscar Boniac Garcia, who's gone to World Cups essentially as a national hero for Honduras, and Oscar Boniac Garcia is going to be playing for Honduras against Mexico. So what an opportunity for Dynamo fans to see Boniac Garcia in the national colors of Honduras against Mexico in front of 70,000 people.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I mean, it really is special to see when those guys get a chance to play up to that national level. Don't forget Luis Garrido as well. I mean, another Dynamo player who will be a part of that roster, as part of the initial rosters. I mean, the Dynamo are well represented. You know, they've had a great year as well to start to end, and to see those guys playing at the national level and really in a match that does mean something, despite it being a friendly in nature. It's a great summer of soccer. You and I were talking offline ahead of this. I mean, when you look at the Women's World Cup and the Gold Cup coming to BBVA Compass Stadium here later this summer, and then this match to kind of be the kickoff for it here in Houston, in addition to what the Dynamo and Dash are doing. A lot of great opportunities to see some world-class soccer here in Houston.
And let's not forget the Copa Centenario, Copa America Centenario version next year here in the United States. This is just me, but I don't think Houston can be bypassed when it comes to the Copa America, so I'd imagine Energy Stadium could be in the mix there. I know you may not be able to talk about it yet, but, boy, this looking out, there's just so much stuff happening in the world of soccer here. When you look out, David, what do you see with soccer content coming through Houston?
Well, you know, we've been very fortunate to have a great partnership and working with Chris Canetti and the Dynamo to bring major matches to NRG Stadium. We continue that tradition this year with Mexico and Honduras, and certainly Houston has shown it is a premier destination for soccer in this country. You mentioned some of the tournaments that are on the horizon. We are always in consideration for those. We're always putting in our best foot forward, and having the Mexican national team here for the 14th time at NRG Stadium, more than any other stadium in the country over the last decade, is certainly something we're very proud of, and we're going to continue to work with Soccer United Marketing and the federations to ensure we put on world-class presentation this time and going forward so that we continue to get these opportunities in Houston. It's a great soccer market, and certainly we hope to continue to put at least one match a year here at the stadium and many more if the opportunity allows.
It's Mexico-Honduras. It's at Energy Stadium. You get your tickets at Ticketmaster. You can get them at the Energy Stadium box office. He's David Fletcher, the director of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. David, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Glenn, it's always a pleasure. You're such a great ambassador for soccer, and we're looking forward to hopefully seeing you out here on Wednesday night. And if not, we'll be getting together soon. But thank you for everything you're doing, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about this match. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Excited to see it, and we'll be there, David. Don't you worry about that. I will be there. So that's David Fletcher. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. We'll roll on here. Quick word here for Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you that they are the sponsors of Dynamo All Access on Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. We thank everybody at Bud Light Houston for what they have done for soccer on the radio and continue to do. Many, many years have supported helping me get on the radio here in Houston, Texas. Bud Light and soccer, they are synonymous. We'll take a break right now. More to come on Dynamo All Access.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. From high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Great to be back here from the Women's World Cup in Canada. I was missing sitting in this chair. I was also missing talking to the manager on a weekly basis. He's Owen Coyle. He joins us now. Owen, thank you for coming on the program.
Hi, Glenn. How great to hear from you again, Paul. Always lovely to chat.
Let's start things off here with just the Portland game. And the first thing I would want to ask you on this, and I'm very interested to hear your response to this, is there a different preparation for a game on the artificial surface? Because we do know the game becomes more combative on that surface. And I don't want to dwell on this too much, but do you prepare the players any differently?
Well, you do in respect to Glenn. It's a completely different surface. And you know, from the natural grass, then obviously you're playing on a tough field. And MLS rules, you'll be aware of this, that if the home team train on their field the day before the game, then the opposition is allowed to do so. But Portland trained at their training ground. And their training ground, the artificial turf they have there, is different from the stadium turf. So, in essence, it wasn't ideal preparation in that respect, because we weren't getting on the same level of turf that's used for the match. So, that being said, the biggest thing we're finding, I think, with MLS, obviously, that there's a lot of travelling time zones and everything else. So, you've got that tent to contend with. But ultimately, when all's said and done, Glenn, it's 11-11 on the pitch. And we actually performed well in the game. We can pass it a lot better. No argument about that. But there wasn't any doubt that from the game, we certainly deserve to take something. And I think you've seen some of the officiating, some of the decisions that went on. Don't want to get myself in too much trouble. But I think it's fair to say that, again, Houston Dynamo come off the wrong end of some horrendous decisions.
Yeah, and let's talk about the Raul Rodriguez goal. And not to get you in any trouble, but, you know, obviously we all know goals change games. You get the game's first goal on the road, and who knows, the night could be very, very different.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I remain totally convinced if we'd have got that goal, as we should have, because we scored a perfectly good goal, then we would have been on to win that game. There was no way we'd have been leading Portland with no points, that's for sure. And as it was, in all my years in the game, as a player, as a coach, a manager, head coach, whatever you want to call it, I've never seen such a decision like that. The corner comes in, and Royal scores a wonderful goal. Villafania, who's picking up Royal, runs into Ricardo Clark. He literally runs into him, and the referee has deemed it that Ricardo Clark has blocked Villafania. It was unbelievable, Glenn. It really was.
Yeah, on the video, Ricardo Clark wasn't even looking at Villafania.
No. To actually block somebody. Now, I know what the referee was trying to say, that it was Ricardo Clark picked him to block him. Now, to do that, Ricardo Clark has to physically move into the player to block him. Ricardo never moved. His feet never moved an inch. The boy Villafania was caught because Raul had timed his run perfectly. And Villafania's acting, he didn't cover himself in glory as well, holding his face when he ran into Ricardo Clark. So, but that's just some of the stuff you've got to contend with within the league.
He's Owen Coyle, Houston Dynamo manager. Next up for the Dynamo, it does not get any easier. It's FC Dallas. It's a Western Conference matchup up in Frisco, and it's this Friday. A little bit of a short turnaround here. But, boy, you've got some important games now with 4 against 5 of your next 5 against Western Conference opponents. And, Owen, as always, in Major League Soccer, it's the time of the year where teams have international call-ups, and it can be really challenging.
Well, it is, and it's certainly challenging for the Dynamo. I think we're the team in MLS that's most affected by the Gold Cup call-ups, which, you know, when you consider some of the finance and the real major power brokers within the league, then it tells you that we're obviously doing things within the Dynamo that we have international players being called upon by their respective countries. But we are set to lose, as you know, Dallas Barnes, Jermaine Taylor, Bonnie Garcia is already away, although he's not fully fit, but Honduras wanted him in the squad. I can't say I was best pleased about that, but that's the FIFA rules. I have to abide by it. And obviously Brad Davis called into the USA squad, and obviously still within that, DeMarcus Beasley could be called in because you're allowed to freshen up your roster as you go in the Gold Cup. So potentially 5 or 6 players, Glenn, but that's, as I said before, it's the nature of what the MLS is because of the calendar dates. I had 14 internationals at Bolton Wanderers, and not one of them ever missed a game for the club because of an international commitment. So that's a tough one to get your head around. But having said that, That's why we've got a squad. We've got young players that have to step up to the plate and show their quality and show that they want to be part of Houston Dynamo for the future. And obviously that starts, you know, we'll get a big game, as you mentioned, at Dallas against probably our fiercest rivals, a Texas derby. We didn't cover ourselves in particular glory the last time out when, not that we played poorly, but we didn't defend well enough as a team. We had five attempts to go, managed to score four of them. So that really, you know, there's no getting away from that, really hurt us that night. So we want to make sure that we pick ourselves up and be sure the quality we have. We've been in a good run of form, even though as much as we never get any points in Portland, there was a lot to be pleased about, given we'd four starters missing. But again, the important thing is we get up and running, we pick up our points up, and nothing has swayed me, Glenn, from the outset of the season, what I've seen within the season, that come the October, we'll be in those playoffs with a real chance of standing toe-to-toe over the very best. And, you know, it wouldn't faze me if you said to me tomorrow, Glenn, you're going to play X, Y, or Z away from home, then I'd be quite happy to take my team to play anybody home and away, knowing that we could progress.
Let's talk about some of your young players in generality. I mean, how have you seen them adapt to Major League Soccer? Because for the college player, it's not always easy stepping up a level. For some of the foreign players coming to a new league and a new culture, it's not easy. How do you assess some of the new players and how they have adjusted to MLS and also to Owen Coyle?
Yeah, well, I think that's a great question. There's always, regardless of what player, even, you know, a seasoned international coming into any club, there's always a transitional period. You know, there's a cultural difference, as you know, maybe the style of the soccer that's played in that respective country, the competitive edge. There's a load of different facets. But I think, you know, by and large, our young players have settled in well. I look at Rob Lovejoy, the progress he's made, and, you know, he's one I think has got a bright future. And, you know, came on against St. Taff, and he's looked really good come on as an impact. But what I've stressed him now, Glenn, is, and you know this from your own experience, don't be the guy that comes on and has an impact. Be the guy that starts the game and shows his quality and plays 90 minutes, 95 minutes. And that's what Rob's now got to do. He's got to do that consistently when he starts games to show that quality. Raul Rodriguez, you know, coming in from La Liga, but still, there's a transition there as well. But Raul came in and showed his quality, both at centre-back, at full-back, and as I say, be pleased by that. So, I mean, all in all, there's been progress. There's one or two that probably love more game time than what they're getting, but the only way they get that is by showing that they're worth it, Glenn, because, you know, we don't give anybody games on a whim. They've got to earn the right to be part of what we're doing at Houston Dynamo, and that's the great carrot for them to push themselves on, to strive to improve on a daily basis. And I keep on stressing to them, you know, every training session, they've got to treat as though it's the last to make sure they're performing at their maximum, so they step into the matches and they play at that level.
He's Owen Coyle joining us here. The Brazilian Alex also getting on and calming the game down, albeit, you know, it might have been at a moment when there was a little bit more time in midfield based on Portland dropping off with the 2-0 lead, but Alex had some nice flashes too, He's going to be needed, right?
I think you're right there, Glenn. Alex actually did play very well in the cup tie against Austin Aspen. I thought he was outstanding for us. And he had a little abductor strain, and that's, otherwise he'd have been close to starting at Portland, I'm pretty sure. But we knew when he comes into the game that he shows composure in the ball. He's got real quality in that left foot, as you know. And you're right. I mean, over the course of this testing period, which it is now with players missing and such forth, then the Alex Lemans and these boys are going to be required. Young Mauro Manotas stepped into the Austin game and a great assist for a number class goal. Came on at Portland for 10 minutes or so, and he's one as well that's improving every day in training. He's a natural finisher. He's got a good turn of foot. He's got good pace, good physique, holds the ball. And so, I mean, he's one that as well I'm excited about where we're going to put at the club.
Owen Coyle joining us here, Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. The Dynamo will be in Dallas, up outside of Dallas, actually, in Frisco, Texas, to take on FC Dallas. And then it's a quick turnaround. And then on Tuesday, it's the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup against the Colorado Rapids. Quick turnarounds here. Let's talk about FC Dallas, because it is a team that's got great overall team speed, Owen. We do know they can play for the counterattack and break out well. How do you negate the counterattack?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a good question. The biggest single way to negate that quick transition, that counterattack, Glenn, as you know, is to actually take care of the ball. Because if you don't give the ball away cheaply in bad areas, then you won't be punished. But if you do, then Dallas are one team that can hurt you on that quick transition, that counterattack. They've blistering pace in the wide areas, you know. I mean, Castilla's been one of the top players in the league. Blas Perez, an outstanding striker, as we know. Diaz, Akindele. I mean, you go through the team and they've got quality players offensively. So, as I say, the important thing for us is that we take care of the ball, because we've shown that when we do, then we've got players like Charles Barnes and Will Bruins, players that can hurt the opposition. So I think that's the key to not getting caught in a counter-attack, is taking care of that ball in possession. And, you know, and ultimately, if somebody earns the right by passing in a wonderful goal, then you can hold your hand to that. But you don't want to be giving up, you know, cheap mistakes, cheap errors, which we did in the first game. And I've got to say, they had 5 attempts at goal and they punished us heavily. They were clinical on the night. So we have to make sure that we avoid that scenario.
Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. Owen Coyle talking Dynamo ahead of FC Dallas this coming weekend. As we head into the sort of the halfway point of the league, Owen, any generalities or things that you've learned now in your first year as a manager about the overall way of the league, how it operates, how teams operate? Are there any specific teams you think have been more consistent than others? Some of your thoughts just overall on Major League Soccer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very good question. I think the biggest thing, you know, and if I judge the Western Conference, because I think there's probably not a lick of paint, Glenn, between certainly the majority of the teams in it. I think it's a very, very closely matched conference with the margin so tight. And, I mean, I've got to say this because it's been relative to what's happened to Houston Dynamo. Some of the decisions that we've come up, I mean, I really, if I look and just in basic terms and not being, you know, being overly biased, then we probably should be 5-6 points better off than what we are, Glenn. And that'd be us sitting in third place. So we know, as I said, everything we're putting in place is going to serve us well. We know the margins are so tight. But I'd love to get a game where I think, well, okay, that decision was fair. We don't want things to happen to ours, but it's difficult. You know, and it's heartbreaking for players when they're giving their all and their game's getting taken away by an uncontrollable, something that they can't control in terms of a bad decision, which has happened to them 6 or 7 times this year already. So I think that's an area that can be improved. The referees will probably think that, you know, maybe the coaches and the players can be improved. But for me, that if we want to grow this league and make it one of the top leagues in the world globally, then the standards in that respect, I think, have to improve. And I've said that to Peter Walton, who's the head of the PRO. I've spoke to him at length about that because we want to grow this league. We want to be, you know, really banging the drum about how good the MLS is. And within that, we need all the standards. And we're the same as coaches, as players, striving to improve all the time and bring this league really to the forefront of people globally. So they know, you know, they're not playing it in the USA and in the MLS. This is one of the top leagues worldwide.
Well, Owen, listen, as always, great candid conversation. It's all good stuff. We wish you the best of luck against FC Dallas. Thank you, by the way, for helping us out with our set pieces, little piece that we're doing for Dynamo All Access on Root Sports as well. So thank you for that.
Cheers, man. I love that. It's always great to
see you. All right. That's Owen Coyle, the manager of the Houston Dynamo, ahead of FC Dallas. It's this Friday. Okay, when we return, Copa America. That's where Giles Barnes was with Jamaica, just to continue the discussion on the divided loyalties between club and country.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we get big-time guests around here. We even get guests who have played in the Copa America, and you know Giles Barnes, but before we get to him, this interview will be brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you to get down to the CONCACAF Gold Cup. The CONCACAF Gold Cup will feature, and this is July 11th, this is the perfect segue for our guest. Jamaica will take on Canada at 5:30. It's a doubleheader, then Costa Rica and El Salvador at 8. But how cool is it for Houston Dynamo fans to be able to see players like Giles Barnes and Jermaine Taylor playing for Jamaica? So Bud Light reminds you, get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. Catch Giles Barnes in Jamaica. Catch the Houston Dynamo, the Houston Dash. Bud Light, longtime sponsors of me on the radio, and I can't tell you how thankful I am. Bud Light helped get the game of soccer on the radio here in Houston, Texas. And Bud Light reminds you to get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. Okay, with that, we bring in Giles Barnes. Giles, thank you for coming on the program.
Anytime, Glenn.
Well, how are you feeling coming back from Chile? Long flight. You're back in the mix here, and you're going to get thrust right back into it against FC Dallas in a very big Western Conference game Friday.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It was obviously a long time away. It was helpful to me to see the boys go down against Portland as well. So I'm happy to be back to try and help us get the win against Dallas on Friday.
So, and I asked Brad Davis this earlier, the loyalties, you know, when you're with a national team like you are now with Jamaica and the push, the tug and pull of club and country now has become a big part of your life here with the Copa America, now the Gold Cup coming up. And I asked Brad this, and this shouldn't be taken in a negative way, but is there a little guilt factor when you go away to play with your national team when, you know, you're leaving your club team behind? Because it really is a difficult situation for the player.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know, but there's, you know, there's such an honor in representing your country. That sometimes you can't refuse it, but, you know, since I've been involved in the national team, we've always tried to make sure that it fitted and suited with the Dynamo as well, because obviously they know that I love playing for the team. So as long as I can keep, like, fulfill most of my commitments with the Dynamo as well and manage to sneak away and get some international playing time too, there's always a little bit of compromise. So it's been really good so far.
In this case, this is a huge time here now, because now Brad Davis has been called up. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. And the Dynamo's next four of these games are against Western Conference opponents. I know you know this. Do you think it's time for MLS to get on the world schedule? Because I think it is.
I think, you know, I've been saying it for a while, Glenn. To be honest, you know, it kind of always, it was a little bit different for me coming over here. You know, my off-season would be now if he was in Europe and that kind of stuff. But I think it just makes sense, you know, because obviously the teams want to do well. You know, and sometimes your best players or the players that you rely on week in, week out, manage to get into their national team. So it becomes unfair, you know. Dynamo could be missing 5 to 6 people at a time, you know, that could be starters. It's not a good situation for the club to be in. But, you know, that's just the way MLS is at the moment. Maybe one day we'll call for them.
Giles Barnes joining us here, and we take it back down to Chile and South America. First off, before we get into your group play and what you guys did and that, just tell me about the experience of being in Chile, a South American country, the way the tournament was set up. Take my listeners kind of behind the scenes with Giles Barnes in Jamaica.
I don't know if he, obviously, you know, nicknamed the Reggae Boys, is obviously a lot of music always playing. It was just good to get out there. The group and the camaraderie between us all is just incredible. You know, and being able to perform in such a prestige tournament like the Copa America was just incredible. You know, I grew up watching the Copa America, and so did near enough every single one of the boys on our team. So to be able to compete and give a good account of ourselves in a tournament like that with the Lionel Messis, the Di Marias, you know, the Vidals, the Sanchezes, sometimes, you know, you think you'll never get to play against these great players, and, you know, that kind of gave us an opportunity to perform at that level. So it was a great experience. You know, the fans in and around Chile, the atmosphere, the excitement for the actual Copa America was insane. It was covered on television everywhere in Chile. Everyone knew who we were. It was a pretty surreal experience, really humbling.
So, listen, this is only going to be positioned as a positive for Jamaica when it comes to experience and getting stronger. We're seeing a lot of articles written like that. Jermaine Taylor said the same thing. You're in a group with Uruguay, Paraguay, and Argentina, three legendary soccer playing nations. You got beat 1-0 in all of them, but obviously there's some real good positives to take away. So from the actual playing side of it, obviously, I guess I'll start it off with by saying, well, you only conceded 3 goals to those teams.
You can say that. We as a group were actually disappointed, to be honest with you. We thought we had chances to beat Uruguay for sure, you know, and it was an unfortunate goal off of a set piece that we actually didn't think was a foul. So that was the first one. Paraguay, we realised we actually didn't play well as a team. Maybe the actual tournament football, you know, the second game kind of syndrome kind of hit us a little bit. We didn't really feel that we connected and made the right choices in and around the game, and it made it difficult for ourselves. And obviously we played against Argentina, you know, and you've got the best player in the world playing for them. And to manage to keep them at bay, obviously they had their chances. You know, you can't control players of Lionel Messi's standard and the Di Marias, etc. You can't defend them constantly for 90 minutes. But to be in and around a game like that with rubbing shoulder to shoulder with the world's greatest, it's as a team and as a nation, we should be very proud knowing that we didn't do that. We did ourselves justice, and knowing that we can perform better than that as well. And I need to go down, like, obviously the 1-0 to Argentina and the rest of the people in the group too. It was really good, to be honest with you. So we take all the positives moving into the Gold Cup, and obviously for the World Cup qualifiers straight after that too.
So where do you see, now that you've had your experiences here in the short term lately with Jamaica after getting called up, where do you kind of see Jamaica sitting in the overall CONCACAF scheme of things with the United States, Mexico, Costa Rica, Where do you kind of see Jamaica right now?
We see ourselves as up there. That's for sure. You know, it may surprise a few people that we think that, but we think we've got a really good team. If you look, most of our players play over in Europe. You know, we've obviously got some good MLS players, and you know, when you're bringing that mix together and that passion and that pride, it's we think we can go toe to toe with anyone. And you know, we feel we proved that a little bit in the Copa too. So we think in this region we're a force to be reckoned with.
He's Dynamo striker Giles Barnes, having an outstanding season in Major League Soccer. He's been called up with Jamaica, just coming back from the Copa America. He'll be a part of the upcoming Gold Cup, which, by the way, will be played here in Houston. And we'll talk more about that here tonight. I've got tickets to give away as well. Three games against two out of the three opponents in South America are top 10 in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at your own individual performance, what do you glean out of this playing against the caliber competition that you did?
I think against Uruguay, from a personal point, I did well, you know, linking from midfield, getting forward in the attack, showed a lot of energy. I came close twice, so, you know, obviously provided that goal threat. Against Paraguay, I kind of played as a lone striker. And to be honest with you, it wasn't my finest game. It wasn't the team's finest game either. But, you know, obviously we worked hard as a team. And then Argentina, you know, I only came on for maybe 12 to 15 minutes. But I felt I came on and did myself no harm at all. And, you know, if we look at it as an overall thing, not just as an individual, but as a team, we think we've gone there and we've given a really good account of ourselves and put ourselves in, not the shop window, that's the wrong word to say, but into the world spectrum of football with people watching us.
How did the Chilean fans take to the Reggae Boys?
They loved us. It was really good, actually. That was actually part of what I missed out there. The way they greeted us was incredible. You know, as soon as we got off the bus, they had Jamaica jerseys, they had Jamaica flags. They were rooting for us. They came to our games wearing Jamaica jerseys. It was, as I said, it was humbling. It was surreal. It's one of those things you just you never really expect, and you never quite know what to expect until it actually happens. So for it to happen and you be there, it was incredible.
How about the overall media attention and the fact that the eyes of the world were on the country of Chile?
Yeah, it was high. Like for their national team, obviously as well. I don't know if you've seen what happened with the Vidal incident.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things happened over there. But I think as a country and the representation of how they went about their football, with the hosting and the looking after every single nation, it was incredible. So big respects to Chile.
Just a quick word about being on the field with some of these greats from Argentina and maybe what it was like to be into that environment. Not that you haven't been in big environments before, but it is interesting to be in Chile, to be playing against the likes of Argentina and Lionel Messi.
Yeah, I've experienced, obviously, playing against big players in the Premier League, you know, the Cristianos at Man United, Gareth Bale's at Tottenham. But I'd never seen so much, you know, euphoria over somebody as I did with Messi in the last game. The stadium was packed with Argentina fans screaming his name and just the people that want to see him just to, you know, touch him, to get close to him. It was incredible to see. You know, he's the best footballer of our generation. So it was he's getting the respect he deserves, and what a great guy he is as well. You know, he stopped and spoke to everybody that wanted to speak to him, took photos of everyone who wanted to speak to him. It was really it was great to see someone that's in the public eye so much for all the right reasons be such a gentleman off the pitch as well. It was incredible.
Well, Giles, thank you very much. Congratulations on a great experience with Jamaica, and we look forward to seeing you in action against FC Dallas this Friday.
Nice one, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we get big-time guests around here. We even get guests who have played in the Copa America, and you know Giles Barnes, but before we get to him, this interview will be brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you to get down to the CONCACAF Gold Cup. The CONCACAF Gold Cup will feature, and this is July 11th, this is the perfect segue for our guest, Jamaica will take on Canada at 5:30. It's a doubleheader, then Costa Rica and El Salvador at 8. But how cool is it for Houston Dynamo fans to be able to see players like Giles Barnes and Jermaine Taylor playing for Jamaica? So Bud Light reminds you, get down to BBVA Compass Stadium, catch Giles Barnes in Jamaica, catch the Houston Dynamo, the Houston Dash. Bud Light, longtime sponsors of me on the radio, and I can't tell you how thankful I am. Bud Light helped get the game of soccer on the radio here in Houston, Texas. And Bud Light reminds you to get down to BBVA Compass Stadium. Okay, with that, we bring in Giles Barnes. Giles, thank you for coming on the program.
Anytime, Glenn.
Well, how are you feeling coming back from Chile? Long flight. You're back in the mix here, and you're going to get thrust right back into it against FC Dallas in a very big Western Conference game Friday.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It was obviously long time away. It was helpful to me to see the boys go down against Portland as well. So I'm happy to be back to try and help us get the win against Dallas on Friday.
So, and I asked Brad Davis this earlier, the loyalties, you know, when you're with a national team like you are now with Jamaica, and the push, the tug and pull of club and country now has become a big part of your life here with the Copa America, now the Gold Cup coming up. And I asked Brad this, and this shouldn't be taken in a negative way, but is there a little guilt factor when you go away to play with your national team when, you know, you're leaving your club team behind? Because it really is a difficult situation for the player.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know, but there's such an honor in representing your country. Sometimes you can't refuse it, but, you know, since I've been involved in the national team, we've always tried to make sure that it fitted and suited with the Dynamo as well, because obviously they know that I love playing for the team. So as long as I can keep, like, fulfill most of my commitments with the Dynamo as well and manage to sneak away and get some international playing time too, there's always a little bit of compromise. So it's been really good so far.
In this case, this is a huge time here now, because now Brad Davis has been called up. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. And the Dynamo's next four of these games are against Western Conference opponents. I know you know this. Do you think it's time for MLS to get on the world schedule? Because I think it is.
I think, you know, I've been saying it for a while, Glenn. To be honest, you know, it kind of always, it was a little bit different for me coming over here. You know, my off season would be now if he was in Europe and that kind of stuff. But I think it just makes sense, you know, because obviously the teams want to do well, you know, and sometimes your best players or the players that you rely on week in, week out manage to get into their national team. So it becomes unfair, you know. Dynamo could be missing 5 to 6 people at a time, you know, that could be starters. It's not a good situation for the club to be in. But, you know, that's just the way MLS is at the moment. Maybe one day we'll call for them.
Giles Barnes joining us here, and we take it back down to Chile and South America. First off, before we get into your group play and what you guys did and that, just tell me about the experience of being in Chile, a South American country, the way the tournament was set up. Take my listeners kind of behind the scenes with Giles Barnes in Jamaica.
I don't know if he, obviously, you know, nicknamed the Reggae Boys, is obviously a lot of music always playing. It was just good to get out there. The group and the camaraderie between us all is just incredible. You know, and being able to perform in such a prestige tournament like the Copa America was just incredible. You know, I grew up watching the Copa America, and so did near enough every single one of the boys on our team. So to be able to compete and give a good account of ourselves in a tournament like that with the Lionel Messis, the Di Marias, you know, the Vidals, the Sanchezes, sometimes, you know, you think you'll never get to play against these great players, and, you know, that kind of gave us the opportunity to perform at that level. So it was a great experience. You know, the fans in and around Chile, the atmosphere, the excitement for the actual Copa America was insane. It was covered on television everywhere in Chile. Everyone knew who we were. It was a pretty surreal experience, really humbling.
So, listen, this is only going to be positioned as a positive for Jamaica when it comes to experience and getting stronger. We're seeing a lot of articles written like that. Jermaine Taylor said the same thing. You're in a group with Uruguay, Paraguay, and Argentina, three legendary soccer-playing nations. You got beat 1-0 in all of them. But obviously there's some real good positives to take away. So from the actual playing side of it, obviously I guess I'll start it off with by saying, well, you only conceded 3 goals to those teams.
You can say that. We as a group were actually disappointed, to be honest with you. We thought we had chances to beat Uruguay for sure. You know, and it was an unfortunate goal off of a set piece that we actually didn't think was a foul. So that was the first one. Paraguay, we realized we actually didn't play well as a team. Maybe the actual tournament football, you know, the second game kind of syndrome kind of hit us a little bit. We didn't really feel that we connected and made the right choices in and around the game, and it made it difficult for ourselves. And obviously we played against Argentina, you know, and you've got the best player in the world playing for them. And to manage to keep them at bay, obviously they had their chances. You know, you can't control players of Lionel Messi's standard and the Di Marias, etc. You can't defend them constantly for 90 minutes. But to be in and around a game like that with rubbing shoulder to shoulder with the world's greatest, it's as a team and as a nation, we should be very proud knowing that we didn't do that we did ourselves justice and knowing that we can perform better than that as well. And only to go down like obviously the 1-0 to Argentina and the rest of the people in the group too. It was really good, to be honest with you. So we take all the positives moving into the Gold Cup and obviously for the World Cup qualifiers straight after that too.
So where do you see, now that you've had your experiences here in the short term lately with Jamaica after getting called up, where do you kind of see Jamaica sitting in the overall CONCACAF scheme of things with the United States, Mexico, Costa Rica? Where do you kind of see Jamaica right now?
We see ourselves as up there. That's for sure, you know. It may surprise a few people that we think that, but we think we've got a really good team. If you look, most of our players play over in Europe, you know. We've obviously got some good MLS players. And, you know, when you're bringing that mix together and that passion and that pride, it's, we think we can go toe-to-toe with anyone. And, you know, we feel we proved that a little bit in the Copa too. So we think in this region we're a force to be reckoned with.
He's Dynamo striker Giles Barnes, having an outstanding season in Major League Soccer. He's been called up with Jamaica, just coming back from the Copa America. He'll be a part of the upcoming Gold Cup, which, by the way, will be played here in Houston. And we'll talk more about that here tonight. I've got tickets to give away as well. Three games against two out of the three opponents in South America are top 10 in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at your own individual performance, what do you glean out of this playing against the caliber competition that you did?
I think against Uruguay, from a personal point, I did well, you know, linking from midfield, getting forward in the attack, showed a lot of energy. I came close twice, so, you know, obviously provided that goal threat. Against Paraguay, I kind of played as a lone striker. And to be honest with you, it wasn't my finest game. It wasn't the team's finest game either. But, you know, obviously we worked hard as a team. And then Argentina, you know, I only came on for maybe 12 to 15 minutes. But I felt I came on and did myself no harm at all. And, you know, if we look at it as an overall thing, not just as an individual, but as a team, we think we've gone there and we've given a really good account of ourselves and put ourselves in, not the shop window, that's the wrong word to say, but into the world spectrum of football with people watching us.
How did the Chilean fans take to the reggae boys?
They loved us. It was really good, actually. That was actually part of what I missed out there. The way they greeted us was incredible. You know, as soon as we got off the bus, they had Jamaica jerseys, they had Jamaica flags. They were rooting for us. They came to our games wearing Jamaica jerseys. It was, as I said, it was humbling. It was surreal. It's one of those things you just you never really expect, and you never quite know what to expect until it actually happens. So for it to happen and you be there, it was incredible.
How about the overall media attention and the fact that the eyes of the world were on the country of Chile?
Yeah, it was high. Like for their national team, obviously as well. I don't know if you've seen what happened with the Vidal incident.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things happened over there. But I think as a country and the representation of how they went about their football, with the hosting and the looking after every single nation, it was incredible. So big respects to Chile.
Just a quick word about being on the field with some of these greats from Argentina and maybe what it was like to be into that environment. Not that you haven't been in big environments before, but it is interesting to be in Chile, to be playing against the likes of Argentina and Lionel Messi.
Yeah, I've experienced, obviously, playing against big players in the Premier League, you know, the Cristianos at Man United, Gareth Bale at Tottenham, but I'd never seen so much, you know, euphoria over somebody as I did with Messi in the last game. The stadium was packed with Argentina fans screaming his name and just the people that want to see him just to, you know, touch him, to get close to him. It was incredible to see. You know, he's the best footballer of our generation. So it was he's getting the respect he deserves, and what a great guy he is as well. You know, he stopped and spoke to everybody that wanted to speak to him, took photos of everyone who wanted to speak to him. It was really it was great to see someone that's in the public eye so much for all the right reasons be such a gentleman off the pitch as well. It was incredible.
Well, Giles, thank you very much. Congratulations on a great experience with Jamaica, and we look forward to seeing you in action against FC Dallas this Friday.
Nice one, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
We don't give up. We don't quit. We keep going, day in, day out.
We fight on. Why? Because we are champions.
Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of Major League Soccer.
Are you the ultimate Dynamo fan? Do you carry your fan spirit wherever you go? Let BBVA Compass help you go orange whenever you make purchases. Apply for a Dynamo Clear Points credit card by going to www.bbvacompass.com/dynamo today. Already have a Dynamo Clear Points credit card? Visit our site and find out how you can earn your way to meeting the coach, touring the locker room, hang out in the rally tunnel, and a whole lot more. BBVA Compass. Show your passion.
When you shop at Kroger, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your Plus card. And remember, at Kroger, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Great food, low prices at Kroger.
There are over 20,000 high-demand jobs in Houston waiting to be filled. HCC paves the way with programs in advanced manufacturing, health sciences, logistics. The list goes on.
You gotta know what you want. Make a plan and go get it. Because the sky's the limit, so you should dream it and live it. I won't let nothing come and stand in my way.
Go get it. It's yours. HCC. Register today at hccs.edu.
Soccer is the world's game, and BHP Billiton is one of the world's leading oil, gas, and resources companies, with more than 2,000 employees in Houston who come from Texas and around the globe. BHP Billiton is proud to sponsor the Houston Dynamo, whose players are community role models and who exemplify BHP Billiton's own values: teamwork, integrity, performance, and respect. BHP Billiton, resourcing the future.
When faced with a medical emergency, you should feel confident you're receiving the best care. So our Houston Methodist Emergency Care Centers offer you the same board-certified physicians and quality treatment options as our Houston Methodist Hospitals. A trusted name in healthcare, providing convenient, quality emergency care. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine. To learn more, visit HoustonMethodist.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1313. That's Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1313.
You're listening to Dynamo All Access, presented by Bud Light, on your home for the Houston Dynamo, Yahoo Sports Radio 1560, from high atop the Gal Building overlooking the Galleria. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Dynamo All Access here on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Now, everybody knows that a number of Dynamo players have been involved in international competition. Well, Jamaica has recently acquired the services of the Dynamo's own Jermaine Taylor and, of course, Giles Barnes, both of them down at the Copa America in Chile yesterday. I had an opportunity to catch up with Dynamo defender Jermaine Taylor on the Copa America.
Jermaine, let's just initially your impressions about the Copa America and the experience playing for Jamaica.
Well, to be honest with you, it was a good experience, something that I was looking forward to. luckily I really get a chance to really go and represent my country and also represent my club as well. I'm glad to be back as well. So it's just for me now to, the international duty is already over. So it's just for me now to get back here for my club and then, you know, I'm trying to take a win come Friday.
What did Jamaica take away from this tournament? Because you guys obviously were grouped with very difficult teams. Uruguay, Paraguay, Argentina, these are powers in South America. You lost all three games, but only by 1-0 scoreline. So what sort of confidence does Jamaica take out of this?
Well, to be honest with you, firstly, looking forward going to the tournament, we went as an underdog. And one thing we sit and talk about is not get, you know, I mean, push around or jogger or whatever you want to say. And I think we stick to that game plan and everything paid out well for us. Yeah, we lost all three games, but I think there's some learning point into it. You know what I mean? We're going up against champions, international champions, every single day. So it's some positive to take out of it. And for me personally, it's pretty nice to rub shoulders with all the big guns you've been seeing on the TV every day. So it's pretty interesting. And I think moving forward, next is the Gold Cup. So I think the confidence is there to say, hey, listen, we went to South America and, you know, did well against big champions that we see on the TV every day. So it's just come over and take it into the Gold Cup and then try and get some wins right there.
Your manager, Winfried Schaefer, is that the reason you guys really went there, was to prepare for the Gold Cup, or was this long-term planning? How was it positioned by the manager to you, the players?
Well, actually, I thought we went there to grab points, again, to at least get out of the group stage, which, reality, it's a tough tournament, it's a tough group. Yeah. We set into it, but however, I think we did what we wanted to in terms of, like, get good, positive, cohesiveness from the group and everything and togetherness. And, you know, one of the things that we always want to say is it's just the reality. You're going up against big players and big teams in and out. So you want to try and do well. And then I think overall we did well. And what his plan is not just for the Gold Cup, it's for even qualifiers coming, World Cup qualifiers coming up. So we know as well what we can, you know, do in the World Cup qualifiers and in the Gold Cup. So it's just the transition from the Copa America, which I think we did fairly well. Because other teams, you know what I mean, done really bad. And they're far way better than us. Not saying, you know, we're not good, but it's just the reality of the soccer. And then it's just take that step forward, carrying over into the Gold Cup.
But when you came out against Argentina, I mean, you're out there with the likes of, you know, Messi, Zabaleta, I mean, world stars, like you mentioned. This must have been a pretty intense and exciting moment for you as a professional footballer.
Yeah, well, sure. One thing I always tell myself, that's the game I wanted to play in. And unfortunately, I never played into the first two, but I get some minutes in the last game, which that's the game I really wanted to play in, even though I wanted to play all three games. But it was a nice experience. It was pretty cool. I felt really, really good going onto the pitch because, you know what I mean, I sat out for the first two actually and then get that piece. But it was always good. You know what I mean, my experience is really nice. You know what I mean, playing with the guys, seeing the guys, you know what I mean, on my TV every day and get a chance to rub shoulder with them. And one of the things I tell myself going onto that pitch is try not make any mistake, which I think I went on and did pretty well. Luckily, it's only 19 minutes, but I would rather more, but it's just whatever, and I just take the positive from there and move forward.
Jermaine, where do you see Jamaica now in the big scheme of CONCACAF, you know, with Mexico, with U.S., with Costa Rica? Where do you see you guys positioned? And, you know, obviously the ultimate goal is to get to World Cups and do well in big international events.
Well, honestly, coming off this tournament, I really do fancy my chance with the U.S., the Mexico, the Costa Ricans, the Andorans, you name them, any day, in terms of getting 3 points for them or even winning the tournament that we're involved in, which is going to be the Gold Cup, obviously. So I think our chance is pretty good as anybody else right now looking at it. And as I said before, it's just the confidence coming up these tournaments and the positiveness and the positive side of everything going forward. I think we'll fancy our chance pretty well. And it's going to tell. You know what I mean? The Gold Cup is just right around the corner. So I think from the Gold Cup, then we can say, well, yes, we fancy ourselves in the CONCACAF region, a first or a third place, you know, position in the CONCACAF.
He's Jermaine Taylor joining us. And Jermaine, you've had an outstanding year this year. And look, last year there were defensive struggles, but it was a team issue. It seems like you guys are very stable at the back. You and David Horst have had very solid seasons. And defensively, the Dynamo were a tough team to break down.
Yeah, well, Luckily, I get the chance to play back with David. Raul, you know, I mean, dropped into the back four as well. And I think overall, me, Raul, David, and Beast DeMarcus is doing pretty well. No offense to Kofi. Kofi did well as well, but it's just a side of soccer where this minute you're in, next minute you're out. And it's all related to your game, your performance in practice, in games, and stuff like that. So, unfortunately, he's on the bench right now. But, you know, I mean, pretty solid when he gets back or when he gets his chance to play. But overall, we've been doing good. We've been doing good. Defensively, we're pretty organized, and that's one thing you want in the back line. You want a big voice. You know what I mean? You're probably sitting in the booth, not hearing us, but we're making big voice, and that's one of the things where you really need a defense line. And I think going forward, it's only going to get better. You know what I mean? Luckily, I missed quite some game, but I'm here now, ready to go, and it's midway season, and it's just only time to grab points. You know what I mean? It's not time to mess around or anything. It's just time to grab points, and I'm looking forward to this game come weekend. That's always my thoughts, trying to look forward to the game ahead, or the game right in front of me, and then move forward from there.
Does that game, FC Dallas, does that bring a little bit more emotion out of you, or is it just another Major League Soccer game?
Well, honestly, it brings emotions out of me. I think if my memory serves me right, for the last 2 years or last year, they've been beating us like every single time we meet. So it's their home, and I know what they're capable of doing. And this season, I think we've been doing pretty good on the road. You know what I mean? Actually, luckily, we got everybody back. Only Bone is going to be missing. But I think we're capable of grabbing points on the road from them. And for me, I think it's one of our biggest games right now. It's a derby match. And then, as I said before, they've been beating us forever. So I wanted to use this game as a turning point for a mid-season and then move forward to the end of the season.
FC Dallas obviously has got great overall team speed, capable of breaking out on the counterattack. What do you have to do against a team like that to certainly be wary of what they can do? Because through Castillo and some of these other guys, they can run, and they can run with the ball at their feet.
Well, obviously, we know what they're capable of doing. We know the Castillo, we know all those guys, the Akandeli, all those guys up front, the Blasperas, all those guys. We know what they're capable of doing, and I think their biggest strength is on the counter, in the counter-attacks with the Castillo and all those guys. So overall, I think as a team defensively, we need to just try and make a block defensively. When we're not in possession of the ball, we're trying to make a defensive block rather than not spread out too wide and get caught on the counter. That's where they hurt us for the last game we played. So we sat and looked on that tape, and overall, I think we learned from it. So it's just going forward for that game on Friday and then capitalize on the mistake we made against them for the last game.
Jermaine, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you again.
So that was Jermaine Taylor. Now, more international call-ups and more problematic situations for the Houston Dynamo. Brad Davis called into the squad of 23 for Jurgen Klinsmann for the Gold Cup. Brad Davis, again, representing the United States in international competition. Here's Brad on the call-up.
This is an extremely fun tournament, to be a part of. It happens here in the U.S. in front of our fans. We have a great track record in this tournament. So, this is going to be a lot of fun. I think we have a good group. The team's coming off a couple great wins in Europe, putting good strides forward to keep this program pushing forward. And this is another great opportunity for us to, cement ourselves in the world of soccer, So it's extremely honoring every time you get to, put on that U.S. jersey. So I'm looking forward to getting in with the guys and, putting in some work.
Talk about looking from the outside in on those historic results against the Netherlands and Germany. And I know people are conditioning them. They're friendly and all. Let's get your thoughts on that.
If we didn't win them, people would be saying, we can't win in Europe. We can't do anything. The fact of the matter is we stepped, the team stepped on the field. They won the games. So no matter what you say about it, whether it's a friendly, we've been using that excuse for a long time. It's a friendly. It's this. It's that. I guarantee you when the Netherlands and Germany stepped on the field, they wanted to win the game. Two teams battled, and fortunately, I think our guys did a great job. Got some great results. So people can say it's a friendly or whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. You still won the game.
Yeah, 50,000 Germans didn't go to that stadium to see Germany lose, I don't think, at home as the World Cup champions. All right, and yourself, you've had some bone bruise issues here. How's everything health-wise for you?
It's going well. It's been a little bit longer process than I would have liked. I came back and tried to play through it a couple of times, and you know, kind of put myself in a little bit of a setback. So this time through, I've really tried to be smart with our staff and with our trainers and things like that. So to make sure when I come back, I'm 100% healthy. So things are moving in the right direction and doing well, getting back into training, feeling good, feeling confident, confidence back in the knee and moving around and things like that. So, I'm happy where I am. So, hopefully it continues to push forward.
Yeah, what are some of the things Jurgen's saying to you? And you mentioned experience is obviously a pretty easy one for everybody to tag with you going into that team with that will have some younger players.
Yeah, that was one of his things that he wanted me to be a part of this group for was, the experience obviously with the World Cup last year. I've had experience in this tournament before, but a lot of it just dealing with CONCACAF teams. A lot of these games can get a bit scrappy, a bit ugly, handling the referees and handling the other teams and things like that with going through all of qualifying last year and obviously throughout my career playing against CONCACAF teams all the time. I think one of the big things he wanted me to be part of the group with is those kind of experience and maybe a little bit of leadership with that. So, I'm happy that he told me those things to, that he's thinking about me in those types of situations. I'm extremely happy to be able to go back into this group with some young guys. Hopefully can pass on a little bit of knowledge and go in with the group, work hard, and hopefully we can get some great results.
You brought up an interesting point, adjusting to differing referees. Mm-hmm. Do referees in CONCACAF from different countries, do you notice that the definition of a foul may be different to each one of those individual referees from different countries?
Absolutely. And I don't want to get into talking about referees, but it's not an easy thing to handle or to deal with. There's a lot of yellow cards and different fouls called that are fouls, and then 2 minutes later they're not fouls. So it's difficult to kind of pin down in a game what you're going to get called for, what's punishable, what's not punishable. And you can kind of see your teammates and the other teams kind of getting heated a little bit, and to be able to have that composure and that calmness out there is extremely important, because you don't want to be getting yellow cards for stupid reasons or getting in trouble for dumb reasons. The best thing to do is just to try and walk away and continue on to the next play, but it's extremely difficult to do that sometimes. But it's part of it. It happens all the time, and CONCACAF it seems to happen a lot more.
Great segment with two great Dynamo players, Jermaine Taylor and Brad Davis. We've got a lot more to come on this show here tonight, including Houston Dash manager Randy Waldrum. We'll take a break. Yahoo Sports Radio, 1560 AM. I'm Glenn Davis.